You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
Can you tell me your name and where you're from and a little bit about your poster?
Okay. I'm Anna Foss from London School of Hygiene Tropical Medicine in the UK. My poster is on HIV, AIDS and rape. Modelling predictions of the increase in individual risk of contracting HIV from forced sex. And what we did here was a big literature review looking at the different factors that might be involved from violence or forced sex in terms of increasing a woman's risk of acquiring HIV. So in particular looking at genital injury. But then there's nothing in the literature to say how that might translate to the per-sex probability of HIV transmission. So then we had to develop some scenarios or key assumptions of what we would include in the model. We tried to be conservative in what we did and look at the fact that there's evidence that STIs increase the risk of acquiring HIV by about threefold. So we thought, what if it's similar for multiple sites of trauma from forced sex? And what if it's about half that if there's a single site of trauma? And then we said, you know, what if in perpetrators, because we've seen a lot of evidence in the other talks like by Charlotte Watts and others at the conference that perpetrators of sexual violence are more likely to have multiple partners, etc., so more likely to have HIV and STI than non-perpetrators. So we assume that maybe, like conservatively, maybe it's twice as likely that they are infected. And then when we do the comparison using this risk equation, we said, you know, what about if we compare a conflict scenario versus a comparison more consensual scenario? The conflict scenarios are based around things like forced sex, female selling sex to male members of peacekeeping force, females being raped by men in refugee camp, but also considering things like population movement. So you might have people moving from a higher exposed area to a lower exposed area, or the opposite of that. And so you can see actually that with the risk ratios generated, some of them, you know, you can get as high as like about 4 or 5 times risk because of the conflict compared to if there'd been no conflict, but you can sometimes get a reduction because if you've got an influx of lower risk coming in.
So you found a risk ratio in some cases as high as 5.3. What's the typical general risk ratio for HIV acquisition per sex act? How is this different from a typical act of unprotected sex?
The comparison is exactly what we've done here. We're comparing, say, an adult female who's raped by 3 men in a refugee camp and also has this low-risk male partner who's just her normal partner, and she has 3 consensual sex acts with her low-risk male partner. But the additional risk in the conflict scenario is that she's also raped by 3 men at the refugee camp. So what we're saying is that because in this conflict scenario, because of the rape, she's 5 times more likely to contract HIV than if she'd only had these consensual sex acts with her usual partner. And I think the key, if I just sort of say the key kind of conclusions from it really, is that we're looking at an individual's risk. I think there are other people who are looking at population level, perhaps at prevalence, which isn't a very sensitive indicator really. And so here we're looking at individual level. So the same like with STI treatment, where we see sometimes at population level it's hard to see an effect. But individually, you know, it is helping control HIV transmission. And that the scenarios actually, because of the math, a lot of factors cancel out, a lot of the uncertainties cancel out, and all you need to know actually is how many times more, how much more likely is a perpetrator to have HIV or STI than a non-perpetrator, or how many more sex acts versus partners. It's lots of mathematical trade-offs that cancel out the uncertainties, which is quite helpful really in trying to parameterize the model. And yeah, so the key thing is really that rape and coercion should be considered in HIV programs programming, and we're trying to do this kind of quite simple scenario-based work just to highlight that and bring that to the forefront of the agenda a bit more. And it's been nice to see some of the panel discussions and other presentations here trying to raise this issue more and to sort of look more at structural interventions or sort of beyond the biomedical and looking more at the broader context in which, you know, do women have, are women able to say no to sex and what effect does that have on the ABC exactly and, you know, and the biomedical interventions. Okay.
Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on the 17th International AIDS Conference from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/AIDS2008.